This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Libya's war is a battle of bombs, but also of words. The Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is fighting to show he's still in charge, despite NATO airstrikes, rebel attacks, and a pressing gas shortage. And we'll get a glimpse of that side of the conflict this morning. Every day, Libyan officials argue with foreign journalists over their portrayal of the story. And at the same time, Libyan government minders try to steer those reporters to tell a different story. Just yesterday, for example, they sent three busloads of reporters into the countryside, one to the east, one west, and another south of the capital, Tripoli, to, quote, prove that rebels are not getting closer. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson went on one of those carefully monitored trips.
This bus, packed with TV crews and newspaper and radio reporters, heads east to a tourist town located about an hour from the front outside of the besieged coastal city of Misrata. The tourist town is called Homs. A police escort accompanies the group most of the way. Badgered by journalists who want to talk to residents, the minders take the group to a covered mini mall. But most of the customers, like this woman, are too frightened to be interviewed.
No.
Okay. She and others here stare wide-eyed at the government minders and police officers shadowing the reporters, including one who films the journalists as they go about their work. Toy store cashier Fatima Sharif is less shy about talking to the foreigners. She denies the rebel reports of fighting going on near here. Even the NATO bombing has tapered off, she and others interviewed say. But Sharif adds life here is very tough. She describes how staples like milk are three times more expensive than they were before the war. Fuel is in short supply, requiring drivers to wait in line at the gas station for as long as a week to fill up. Others complain about being out of work now that the cruise ships and tour buses that used to come here almost daily no longer do. The mall is the only part of town the minders allow the journalists to go. They later hustle them to the World Heritage Site called Leptis Magna, a sprawling city of Roman ruins. On this day, the journalists don't mind the diversion. It's a chance to check out reports that the Libyan military is using the sprawling ancient city to hide its rockets and munitions. Tour guide Khalif Hueta is eager to show the news crews around. They are his first tourists since January.
To the right of the column and to the left of the column, there is a lot of grapes and vines referring to the industry of the area.
But the 68-year-old balks when the journalists ask him whether Gaddafi is hiding weapons here.
No. Just tell me any point. Here's the place. And you can point anything I can lead you to show this nothing is used, but it's nonsense. Just propaganda.
In Ohio, Susan Kane disagrees. The Oberlin College professor heads the Cyrenaica Archaeology Project in Libya. Reached by Skype, Kane says she and other archaeologists have received credible reports from Libyan colleagues about the military seeking cover at museums and historical sites like Leptis Magna.
The Libyan government has always had an ambivalent and inconsistent policy about how they thought the pre-Arab culture of Libya was important or not. They don't care if Leptis gets hurt, and they're just daring us to come and attack it.
Journalists on the tour saw no sign of the Libyan military or weapons in the ancient city. Then again, they were shown only a very small part of it. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Tripoli.